Now, if we become impatient, what happens? Very important. The hardship which came upon us is not going to go back. We are going to lose the reward which we could get upon that if we kept patience. So it means that impatience always deprives us from the reward on the hardship. So it's better to keep patience and get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this patience has so many meanings in different aspects. Same condition, when it is from a special angle, has been given a different name. For example, if a person keeps patience to have chastity, he controls his lust and does not look towards ghair mahram, keeps himself away from this sin, then this sabr, this patience is called chastity, iffat. If a person, he is in very prosperous condition, wealthy person, so he wants to enjoy and spend a life of recklessness, but then he keeps himself, holds himself, no, I have to stay good. So if he stays good and does not get involved in these bad things, then this condition is called tazkiyah nafs, purity of the nafs. If a person, he keeps patience at the time of jihad and he does not run away, stands with steadfastness, then this sabr is called bravery, shujaat. If the same person is in an angry mood, but then he holds himself and does not do anything wrong in this anger condition, then this is called tolerance, helm. If the person, he has different problems, calamities of time, and he keeps patience, then this is called forbearance. Forbearance. And if the person, he says the mistakes of other people, but still he conceals them, he does not speak to anyone. Why? He is my brother. I will talk to him nicely. I will give him a word of advice, but I am not going to make insult of him in the public. So if he does like this, then this is called concealing. If a person, he got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something, his sustenance was not enough, but he still kept patience, then this is called contentment. If the person, he made sabr from the enjoyments of his life, then this is called abstinence. If the person, he made sabr from committing sin, then this is called piety, taqwa. And if the person, he has hardship from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sufferings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and still he keeps patience, then this condition is called sabr. So sabr is the word which has got so many other names in different conditions. It means it is such a good characteristic in a person that the person who will have patience, he will have 10 these characteristics in his personality. So by getting patience, we can get 10 characteristics in our personality. How good it will be. So we should try to have a big heart. People say, to have a big show, one should have a big heart. If we want to get the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should also have a big heart. Now, let us see what reward a person can get on patience, right from Quran. Number one, first place, in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to make sabr, to keep patience. This is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Quran, it has been mentioned, isbiru wa sabiru. Now, isbiru is siga of amr. So, we are being ordered by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we should obey the order. Then, if we become impatient, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like it. He has forbidden from being impatient. That's why in Quran it has been told, فَاسْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ. Now, تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ means don't be impatient. So, on one hand, to be patient, order is being passed on. On the other hand, to be impatient, it has been forbidden. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appreciated the people who keep patience a lot. It has been mentioned in Quran, وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that He loves those people who keep patience. Wallahu yuhibbu as-sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who keep patience. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them who keep patience. Inna Allaha ma'a as-sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who people keep patience. Then this patience for these people is very good. Wala in sabartum لَهُوَ خَيْرُ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. And the reward of sabr will be very good. وَلَنَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And then in Quran, the examples of the previous nations have been quoted. For example, the sons of Israel, they were advised by Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to keep patient. وَقَالَ مُوسَىٰ لِقَوْمِهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاسْبِرُوا. Keep patience. Then they kept patience. So what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells them, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ الْحُسْنَىٰ عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. It means they kept patience, and whatever bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them, that was given to them because they kept patience. So if you will keep patience, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the bounties to us. Then the person who keeps patience, he is given such a reward which is countless. No one can measure it with any scale. It has been mentioned, innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. No one can know. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what He is going to get due to this patience. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps those people who keep patience. For example, بَلَا إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَيَأْتُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ. That if you will keep patience, your Lord will help you. So any person who keeps patience, He gets the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.